Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lama and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's publishing company hasn't done any greeting card business yet, but it has consummated a big trade deal, out of which Mousy Gray got a half interest in the company, and its president, L. Edwards, got a purple beret. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library talking to Port Edwards, who is busy composing more greeting cards.
Say, Lom, are you going to keep on having Mousy help you write them verses for the greeting cards?
Why, sure, of course I am. Don't forget, he's part of the publishing company now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had to swap a half interest in the business for this beret of his.
Well, I don't think you made a very good deal there, Lom. All you're getting is some greeting card verses that ain't no good and a purple monkey cap out of it.
Abner, this ain't no monkey cap, I'm
what wearing. It looks like.
It's a beurre. All poetics wear 'em. Or poets, Mousy says that is.
It is, huh?
Yeah. In the second place, ain't nothing wrong with Mousy's verses, neither.
Well, they don't sound nothing like the greeting cards I saw in other stores.
Well, of course not. I don't want 'em to. We want to have cards that you can't get no other place. Cards that fit extra special occasions. Like, for instance, we studied up a card to send to somebody that's give you a present, but you don't know what it is.
No, you mean like old Buford Adams?
Buford Adams?
Yeah, you've heard about him, ain't you?
I reckon not.
Why, 22 years ago, Buford's old maid sister-in-law up in Indiana sent him something for his birthday.
And he never knowed what it was?
No, never had the slightest idea what it was. And his woman told him to write Melissa, that was his sister-in-law's name, told him to write Melissa and thank her, but Buford said that he didn't know what he's thanking her for.
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
But his woman insisted that he write her, so Buford wrote her a card and said the present was the one thing he'd always wanted, even though he never knowed what it was.
Oh, folks, he'd always saying that.
So Melissa figured that if he liked him that much, why, she better send him another one for Christmas.
Oh, my goodness.
And for 22 years now, every Christmas and every birthday, here comes another one of them things for Buford. He's got 44 of them stored in his bedroom.
44?
Yeah. That's why him and his woman has to sleep in the parlor.
Well, that just goes to show you what the wrong kind of a card can lead to.
Yeah, well, that ain't the worst part of it, though. Buford says that his curiosity over what them things is has made him so worried and nervous that he ain't hardly been able to work for the last 20 years.
Well, natural.
Yeah, he claims that's the reason he has to let his woman support him.
Well, I don't believe that. He's more likely using that for an excuse.
He said it.
But if he'd had one of our cards, he never would have got himself in all this trouble.
Well, now how would the card that you and Mousy studied up help him any on that?
Well, it'd have helped him find out what the present was without insulting the sister-in-law or hurting her feelings.
It would, huh?
Yeah, listen to this now.
Yeah.
Kind of subtile.
Well?
Your gift was nice, but it never arose. Must have got lost or thrown in a stove. But tell me what it was you give me. I'll buy me another in a jiffy.
In a jiffy?
Yeah, that means jiffy, but Mousy said it was all right to change it a little that way in poetry.
Well?
He said that was poet's license.
Poet's license? Doggies, do poets have to have a license now before they can write poems?
I reckon so. I never thought much about it when Mousy brung it up the other day, but it sounds like it, don't it?
Well, have you got a license now?
No, I ain't got one.
Well, my doggie, you better not let nobody know you're writing them poems in.
Granny says right, ain't it?
Why, sure it is.
Maybe I better try to get a license.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be the legal thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to go running no unlawful business here, I can tell you that.
Why, of course not. They'll put you in the penitentiary for such as that. Whereabouts do you get that kind of a license?
At the courthouse, I reckon.
Yeah, I'm a one.
Maybe I ought to call him on a long-distance phone right away and get this thing straightened out before I get myself in a lot of trouble.
I believe you are, too, Lum. That's a thing to do. You don't want to get no trouble over there.
I hope Mamie don't feel talkative today.
You
take up so much time asking how you are that you never get no calls done.
No.
Hello, Mamie. This is Lum Edwards, and I'd like you to connect me with the courthouse at the county seat, please, Mom. Yes, ma'am. Oh, I'm fine, Mamie. Yeah, Abner's fine, too.
Yeah.
Listen, Mamie, Elizabeth and little Pearl and Cedric and everybody's just fine, so hurry up with the call now. Huh? Just a minute. Abner, how's your dog, Old Blue?
Oh, he's fine, fine.
He's fine, too, Mamie.
Yeah.
Have you got the call through yet? Well, hurry up, please, Mom. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Mamie.
Glad to hear what, Mom?
She says her Mama and Papa are both just fine.
Wow.
Mom?
Good for them.
Oh, you got them. Good, good. Hello? Hello? Is this the courthouse? Well, this is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. I'm running a greeting card business here, writing verses and all, and I want to find out about a license. A license? Yeah, that's right. All right, I'll wait.
Are they getting anyone, Lum?
No, this feller's transferring me to some other department.
Oh.
He didn't seem to know much about it.
Yeah, more than likely getting a ports department for you, what he's doing.
Yeah. Hello? So this is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. I'd like to see about getting a license. Yes, sir.
What do you say, Lum?
Yes, sir. Huh?
What
was that? Name of what girl? Oh, no, I ain't aiming on getting married. Of course
getting
not.
Married? Why, Lum Edwards?
But I don't want to get married. Well, just a minute. Granny, this is a curious thing.
What is?
He said he wouldn't give me no license unless I'd get married.
Huh.
Seems like they're only giving them to married men.
Well.
More than likely they figure an unmarried feller will get drafted and then he won't have no use for a poet's license.
Just about.
Here, you take the phone, Abner.
Me? What for?
Well, you're married. You can get a license.
Well, you said I weren't no good at writing them verses, old.
Well, I'll actually do the writing, but I'll use your license. Go ahead.
Is that legal?
Oh, yeah. They won't care about that. Hurry up, Nancy.
All right. Hello? This is Abner Peabody in Pine Ridge, and I'm a married feller, and I'd like to get me a license. Yes, sir. To Elizabeth. Why, no, we ain't figuring on getting no divorce.
Granny's, I hope not.
I can't, huh?
Couldn't get a license at all,
I can get what? Oh, my goodness, just a minute.
What's the trouble?
He says I can get arrested for this, Lum.
Arrested?
Why, sure, they must have heard you say that you was going to do the writing instead of me.
Oh, no, they couldn't have heard
they
that.
Must have.
What was that you was telling them about a divorce?
Well, he asked me if I was aiming on getting one.
Granny, this is getting awful mixed up, Abner. Give me that phone.
Well, you take it. I don't want to get no arrested here for such as this.
Hello?
Don't let him arrest
me. Now, listen here. You can't arrest my partner. He ain't did nothing wrong.
That's a time.
Well, yeah, of course he's married, but he...
I'm an innocent man.
Huh? Oh, well, no wonder.
No wonder what, Lum?
We've been talking to the marriage bureau.
Huh?
They thought we wanted to get a marriage license.
Oh.
Hello? Hello? We got the wrong department, I reckon. It ain't a marriage license we want. You see, we're selling greeting cards and... Huh? Oh, all right. I'll hold the phone.
Are they still going to arrest me, Lum?
No, of course not. It's just a mistake.
Well, I hope they don't, dog. I don't want to get arrested and lose my woman, too.
Wait a minute. He's getting the right department for me.
Yes, huh?
Hello? This is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. I want to get me a license. Huh? Push card. Do I have to have a push card to get one?
Hmm.
Oh, well, wait. I must have the wrong department again. I don't want no peddler's license. Well, yeah, we're selling greeting cards, but we ain't taking them from door to door to sell them. No, sir, I want a poet's license. Poet. I want to write poetry, greeting cards, and wedding announcements, and all such... Huh? Oh, yeah, I'll hold the phone. Granny's, they got a bunch of stupid fellas working at the courthouse.
Are they transferring you again?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hello? Say, this is Lum Edwards in Pine Ridge. Huh? Oh, I thought your voice sounded familiar.
Who is it, Lum?
We're back in the marriage bureau again.
Oh, my...
Well, listen, mister, I want... Oh, all right, I'll hold the phone.
Transferring again.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I hope they get the right department this time before I get wore up. Franz, I mean, hello? Is this the Poetics License Department? Who? County Sheriff's Office.
Uh-oh, I know they's going to arrest me.
Well, now, wait, Sheriff. We ain't trying to be a nuisance.
Art never started it.
Who's been complaining? Well, they've got a nerve. All we're trying to do is get a poet's license. No, we ain't trying to josh nobody. All we want to do is be lawful and get a license to write stuff like, where is that poet?
Oh, right there.
Your gift was nice, but it never arose. Must have got lost or thrown in a stove.
Better hang up, Lom, before both of us gets arrested.
Huh? Oh, well, that's more like it, Sheriff. Right away? Well, that's awful thought of you, Sheriff. Yeah, well, much obliged. Oh, yeah, we'll wait. All right, Sheriff. Goodbye. Finally going to get fixed up.
You mean you're actually going to get the right kind of a license?
I reckon so. He said he's going to send a couple of fellas down here to take care of everything.
Well, good for him.
So keep an eye open for him, Abner.
Yeah, yeah. What do they look like?
I don't know, but you won't have no trouble recognizing them.
I won't, huh?
No, the sheriff said they'd be wearing white coats and a cap with guard wrote on it.